Pride's a reigning sin of this nation, and too much practiced amongst us by youth. What can be a more high provocation than when we sin against knowledge and truth? Powdered hair, young wantons they wear, their shoulders and bosoms are likewise laid bare, all to delude men to be rude. Nay, happy they are if they get them in the mood. Airy blouse must have her fine feather, in her apparel most richly arrayed, so that when they are walking together, the mistress cannot be known from the maid. Gillian with Nan, they must have a fan, and 20 fine knick-knacks they have to put on. New modes are found all London round. Sure pride in young women did never more abound. Airy Joan in silks now will rustle, with slanting hoods, laces, and topknots beside, till their heads are as big as a bushel. Oh, is this not a mere monster of pride? Women, for shame, now strive to reclaim, or else I must tell you, you're highly to blame. Pride in excess makes your fame less. Nothing speaks your praise like a modest civil dress. Their rich robes with sweets must be scented, and this they make all their study and care. How new fashions must still be invented, because they do not know what they shall wear. Pride they adore, spend thousands and more, but never a penny will give to the poor. For this we know, where'er they go, their heads are so high that they cannot look so low. Dives like they are clothed in fine linen, and fair as sumptuous and dainty as he. Though this is a most happy beginning, they do not know what their ending may be. Pride is a sin that most wallow in, and daily commit it again and again. Heaven may frown, bring your pride down. Remember this, ladies of London, London town. See how some will jet in their going, as if that carriage was none of the worst. While, alas, the poor mortal not knowing how soon that pride may be laid in the dust, death will take place In each painted face, there's none can withstand him, he will you embrace in his cold arms. Then farewell, charms, all beauties now living must yield to death's alarms. Are not some who once did adore you now laid asleep in their lodgings of clay? They are gone but a little before you, and you must follow the very same way. Instead of neat new fashions complete, you must have a shroud or a poor winding sheet. This is your state, though ne'er so great. Consider your folly before it is too late. If that we a blessing desire should on this nation amongst us appear, learn more modesty in your attire, or else, alas, we have reason to fear. God's heavy hand may punish this land, while in opposition against him you stand. Therefore I pray, this very day, let top-knots and towers be clearly cast away.